Tom Maloney. I'm here in Spallinstown in August, which is a little bit earlier than I usually come down here. Just have a look at you shaping up. It was your first official game as a senior club, as you pointed out to me earlier, not your first game in the Leinster Senior Cup. But look, it was about getting lads a run out. You were missing a lot of your pack today, and they showed you good pride in the second half because they were well beaten in that first half. I think they conceded four tries and they were well down. They really showed a good bit of character in that second half.
Yeah, in fairness, they dug it out the second half, worked hard, got back on it. You know, we got on the scoreboard, which was important. I mean, we're playing a decent side, Barnhall, very, very decent, and lads showed that, the pride from last year. You know, we're gone up now and we're going to have to learn from these defeats, you know, and try and move it forward. I mean, I don't know, ever in the memory of Tullamore Rugby Club had we two teams out in the third week of August playing playing competitive rugby. I'd say it's unheard of. And, you know, in fairness, our seconds, I mean, someone decided to run a ball. If they kicked it over the bar, we'd have won the game, you know. So we'd be pleased overall with today. You don't like we took a big beating, and you know, we to learn from that and move on, you know.
Yeah, where things are, there are a lot of guys missing. How worried should a Tullamore supporter be right now in terms of how many of these guys are going to be back on OK by the first week the last week in September, I guess?
Well, look, we've a couple of weeks. We've matches now for the next 3 weeks now. Mm. We're in Bine next week. Navan are here, and then we have a friendly the following week with Wanderers. So we are busy. So, you know, you're going to pick up knocks. If it was an AIL, there'd be a few match today. There'd be a few more guys in the field,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But like, now is not the time to damage a hamstring and lose them for 8 weeks. They're the decisions, the hard decisions that have to be made, and we're made today. And equally, look, there's guys out there. There was guys out there getting a go at the force, and unless we have a look at them in the month of August, we won't know whether we want to play them in September or not.
This competition is great, this Shield competition that they've introduced, to just give you competitive games against 2A and 2B sides, and you get a real taste for it just before you hit it for real, really.
Yes, it is, and I suppose now the next 2 weeks will be interesting because we'll be playing with our old neighbours from junior rugby. We have Bine up the Bine, and Navan are
some
coming
good
here.
Games with them a couple of years ago.
Yeah, you know, so you know, it'll probably give us a better feel for where we are. You know, in fairness, Barnhall came here with a good attitude. They weren't coming to give us a handy day. They wanted to win, and they wanted an impressive win. You could see they were playing for places. So the next 2 weeks will be interesting.
Just on the club, there's the poster painted pink because you have a women's rugby set up here as well, which is going to only add to a club as there's already buzzing this evening on the first game, and you've had good things during the summer. It's been a good summer, I'd say, for the club.
It has, and I suppose what's very noticeable, there's more feel of club now this summer than there would have been in previous summers.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
At the minute now, the whole clubhouse has been redecorated, and effectively it's voluntary effort that's doing it, and people are turning up. Like, you know, there's guys here mornings, evenings, nights and whatever. There was a big up done outside. You know, the posts were painted pink. A guy suggested to do it, and as well as suggested, he said he'd do it, and he did it, in fairness. Adrian Fitzpatrick, and it is, and in fairness, we have many lads training now on Tuesday and Thursday, as the girls had on the women had on Wednesday and Friday. I think they had did somewhere up to 60 on both nights. So you know, we had a rugby team back the year I was president, 2000-2001. They just had a rugby team, the bare minimum, and it died out, but a lot of young girls up now, and they seem to have a buzz for it. So I wish them the best of success with it.
Brilliant. Well, just a final word. The season is only kicking off. I'm sure you're just happy to be back playing rugby because the summer can be long when you're looking forward to it. And you must be really looking forward to this first All-Ireland League game in a month's time.
Oh, I think absolutely. And the whole season, I mean, we're away at the Greystones, right? And then we have Thomond here, a first game. Very exciting. Then we'll have Nina on a Friday night here, and that's a new departure. And I believe they're all busloads coming up from Nina to support Johnny Mylan. So that should be interesting, to say the least. So we are. It's a great adventure for us, and the lads now in the next month will have to knuckle down, because I mean, you know, we'll be measured on the AIL, right? They will be measured on the AIL, and they know that themselves.
Yeah,
you know, and at the end that'll be Tullamore, but the lads themselves, they're proud lads, right? And I've no doubt they will man up to a man, regardless what 15 are on, whether it's 15 of last year's team or three or four lads make the breakthrough. They'll man up, I've no doubt, in true Tullamore fashion.